For our second example, we are using the same information as seen with the previous question. Here, we have confirmed the patient has an actual body weight of 79.5 kilograms and an ideal body weight of 54.7 kilograms. Based on this, we can conclude that the patient's actual weight exceeds their ideal weight. As a quick consideration, if the patient's ideal weight is higher than their actual weight, then they are considered underweight. Since our patient in this example has an actual body weight greater than their ideal weight, we should assess if their adjusted body weight is to be calculated. Remember, we only calculate the adjusted body weight if the total body weight exceeds the ideal body weight by greater than 130%. When calculating this percentage, the patient's ratio of TBW to IBW is 145%, which exceeds 130%. In this case, we do need to calculate their adjusted body weight. To determine their adjusted body weight, we will use the formula shown in the table. It is a good reminder to be sure your weights are in the same units when using this formula. That is why it is general practice to convert a patient's actual weight into kilograms. And for our final answer, we will have an adjusted body weight of 64.6 kilograms.